Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
When did you first meet Jim?
I met Jim when I was at the center for the Virginia Department for the Blind. He came for a tour. Thought he was a, you know, never met him before, but thought I met my best friend because he could have a conversation with anybody. It was really cool. So we kind of showed and told him about what I did and what we did at the center and how it was empowering blind people's lives, because he was here working at Virginia Voice then on there. And it was really him getting to know about what some other options for people with blindness there. But so we kind of met him through that process. And then as time along, you know, we're on the same campus. We ran into each other and every so often. And one day he comes to me and asks me, you know, do you want to be on the board? And I'm like, I hadn't really thought about that part of the process. So on the Virginia Voice board.
Yeah.
So currently now I'm serving as a Virginia Voice board member on there. And we sat and had a long conversation. And again, you know, I don't think he has a – When you sit down and talk to him, he's like talking to your best friend.
Yeah.
And he was really able to show me how I could help out with the Virginia Voice and how I could have that same aspect. So it was really powerful in that part of the process. So I've been serving on the board member for about a year. But really, I think with Jim, the big thing is again, when you walk in a room, if he's there, even though he's not talking to you, you can hear his voice. You know he's there. And if he sees you, he's going to come speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make sure he has a presence, and not a presence, but also just say, hey, as a friend.
Yeah.
It was very incredible man. Don't know what else. Just very incredible man, and, you know, a passion for what he did and how he can empower blind people. And he's been doing that and changing the way Virginia Voice has been operating for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Audio described video plays are incredible.
Live audio description.
Live audio description is an incredible piece that really brought plays to lives for blind people. It brought plays to life for me. So I definitely appreciate that. And he's going to be well missed. And, you know, we love you, Jim.
There was your story mirrors many other stories that I've heard. How Jim saw someone who has a particular talent, a particular viewpoint, and he brought them in to contribute. That's the story has been recounted over and over by many different people. Speak to the importance of people like that who are able to sort of collaborate in that way.
To me, I think that's the most. That's so powerful, being able to say, hey, I can bring you, you know, we may not necessarily always agree with things, but finding ways to bring people together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Jim was all about. He brought people together, whether they agreed or disagreed or
yeah.
on the same page. He found ways to found that common ground. And many people have difficulty with that, finding that common ground when they are on opposite ends. But I don't think Jim ever found it. I mean, he was able to pull people together and make them work well together and to get what he wanted accomplished and what was for the better good as well. I mean,
mm-hmm,
so it was
mm-hmm.
he was very just very genuine.
Yeah.
Genuine is a great word to describe that. A very genuine man, and you could see it in the way he talked to people.
Yeah.
Everybody was treated as an equal.
Talk about his sense of humor. That's something that a lot of people mention. He really could make people laugh and feel at ease.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that's the genuine part of that. He was able to, you know, bring laughter to every situation, you know, no matter what that situation is, you know, I think about this, the last board meeting we had was right at Christmas time. You know, he brought out these little toys, these things you wind up and they started bouncing all over the table.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? We got a room full of adults and on a board and we're all sitting there playing with these things left and right. So, you know, little things like that, but it just brings people together because it just lets us all become become one, and we're able to work together.
Yeah, you can't feel self-important when you're being silly together. Right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yes.
So, any lasting memories of Jim that you'd like to talk about?
The lasting memories that I remember most is he's always willing to help wherever. I mean, if you asked him for help, we were close, but I mean, I feel like I could have went in and he would have given me his back shirt off his back. So it was just so powerful. So, I mean, it's just being extremely missed in this community and throughout Richmond, you know, and what he could give to people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just amazing, and what he had left to offer. So that's a shame, but he's definitely gonna be missed and loved, and it's thoughts and prayers with his family.
Thanks so much for coming in
today. Yeah, thank you.